From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tens of thousands rallied Wednesday in support of Iran's government following 6 days of anti-government unrest that left more than 20 dead and hundreds arrested. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei Tuesday accused the country's enemies of fomenting the unrest. Iranians also protested outside Tehran's embassy in London, among them Omid Ebrahimi.
It gets to a point where the people feel like they have nothing to lose. With Iran having such a youthful population and the youth seeing that their futures are simply being destroyed before their very eyes, they literally are fearing nothing anymore, and they just want this regime to be gotten rid of.
Speaking with VOA Tuesday, White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said he understands the Iranian people's frustration.
I think it's dissatisfaction with this dictatorial regime. It was over economics to a certain extent, and the skyrocketing of prices, the very high rate of unemployment, especially among young Iranians. And these are people who know the great potential of their country, and they're frustrated to not be able to take advantage of that potential. But it's also been about the external behavior of the regime and how this is a regime that gives safe haven to al-Qaeda terrorists.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed their criticism, insisting Iranians have a right to protest peacefully and outside infiltrators will not be allowed to sabotage them through violence and destruction. Liberia's president-elect George Weah has said he's setting modest goals for his incoming administration.
We have a fighter soul that we can grow anything, so we need to encourage our people to go to their farms and have the market nice farming.
The former football player also spoke of improvements in the West African country's infrastructure. Weah took 60% of the vote in last Tuesday's runoff election. This is VOA News. Pakistan has expressed deep disappointment with President Donald Trump's New Year Day tweet, critical of Islamabad for providing safe haven for terrorists operating in Afghanistan. The president said the U.S. has received nothing but lies and deceit for billions worth of aid. Both civil and military Pakistani leaders described that as completely incomprehensible. Pakistan defense analyst Talat Masood said the tweet showed little sympathy for the sufferings of the Pakistani people.
Instead of trying to support Pakistan and be sympathetic for what Pakistan has gone through, President Trump makes it a point to belittle our efforts and to keep on threatening us as though we are some sort of villains and culprits.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley defended the White House position.
Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, one U.S. service member was killed, four others wounded Monday during what's described as a combat engagement in the eastern province of Nangarhar. North Korea has announced the reopening of a cross-border communications link with South Korea, the latest sign of an easing of tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear program. The decision followed South Korea's offer of high-level talks after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un suggested dialogue is possible. The U.S. Tuesday expressed concern about another North Korean missile test, but U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said Washington has no objections to inter-Korean talks.
If the two countries decide that they want to have talks, that would be certainly their choice. We have a very strong relationship with the Republic of Korea, as we do with Japan. We have had a strong alliance with them for many, many decades. That hasn't changed. Kim Jong-un may be trying to drive a wedge of some sort between the two nations, between our nation and the Republic of Korea. I can assure you that that will not happen. That will not occur.
Kim also warned Monday he has a nuclear button on his desk. Late Tuesday, President Trump responded saying he, too, has a nuclear button that is bigger and more powerful. As expected, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni signed into law a measure scrapping the 75-year age cap for presidential candidates. The 73-year-old Museveni has been in power for 31 years. The new law effectively will give him a lifetime tenure. Palestinian leaders say they won't be blackmailed after President Trump threatened to withhold future payments to the UN Relief and Works Agency. The president accused the Palestinians of being no longer willing to talk peace with Israel. Canadian Joshua Boyle, freed last year after spending nearly 5 years in captivity at the hands of the Taliban, has been arrested and jailed in Ottawa on charges including assault and forcible confinement. Boyle, his wife and three children were abducted in 2012 while backpacking in Afghanistan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.